W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Toronto, Canada, the Royal York Hotel. Conrad Black and Chris Christie of New Jersey, the former governor, in a conversation about the election of 2024, but most profoundly about the relationship between Canada, our neighbor to the north with a peaceful border, and the United States and economics, pending a Harris administration, pending a second Trump administration. Conrad, a very good evening to you. He's posting his memory of this event at the National Post. What I see from your summary is that it was a cordial event. I pronounce that the English fashion, cordial event. And that what we saw were some repetition of the shibboleths that we've heard for years now about Mr. Trump's administration, but genuine recognition that Canada's growth is not matching the U.S. and that something must be done. Good evening to you, Conrad.
Yeah, good evening to you, John.
And your measure of, it was a very friendly conversation. There was no vituperation whatsoever. But it was surprising that your colleagues on the Canadian side, John Manley, for example, Martha Hull Findlay, told stories about Mr. Trump, personal stories about Mr. Trump, in a fashion that's not helpful. Is that the first thing that comes to mind in Canada, these anecdotes that are worked on over the years, like the one in Virginia, stuff like that, as opposed to the Canadian economy?
I wouldn't say that. But in Canada, as in the United States, you get quite a range of opinion about President Trump. And there are those, certainly, they're fairly numerous, who have an aversion to him as a personality, and they tend, as in your country, to take refuge in these nasty stories about him saying that the Nazis were good people in Charlottesville, which of course he said nothing of the kind, or that he ever referred to those who died in your foreign wars as suckers and losers. He would never in a thousand years dream of saying such a thing. And as a graduate of the New York Military Academy himself, he reveres the armed forces. So, but you do get people repeating these canards, you say. But I would say this was essentially a business audience and very economically literate, and they would be more preoccupied with what he would do for the U.S. economy. And because almost half of the GDP of Canada is tied up with trade with the United States, when the U.S. prospers, Canada prospers also. And so that's the advantage Chris Christie and I had. We were dealing with a mainly business audience, and we pitched it to them. And, you know, frankly, they wouldn't care what President Trump thought of the statue of General Lee in Richmond or anything like that. They're interested in, you know, what's economically good for us. So that's why we won the debate, I think. But yes, you're right. It was very cordial. I've known my two Canadian opponents for many years, and they're very nice people. Martha Hull Findlay confined it to legitimate economic terms and expressed her concern that Trump would prove to be so strong and uncompromising a trade negotiator that it could be bad for us, for us in Canada. And she stayed away from any personal snide remarks about him. But the basic arithmetic is there, as I said, and in the 4 years of Trump, American per capita income increased by 7.7%, and in the subsequent nearly 4 years, it's declined by over 3%. And, you know, if we reverse that, it will be good for this country. And the majority went with that view.
The history you do very quickly for us, it's a fascination because these things passed me by at the time. Justin Trudeau does very well in the cross-border trade, Brian Mulroney's free trade agreement. I would say in general that the two countries benefit from the renegotiation of the USMCA. There are distinctions to be made about the size of nations and the demands upon them. But right now, I would say that things are proceeding according to the Canadian lights. Is that accurate or is there a complaint?
No, I think you're right. When Brian Mulroney put free trade across, that was in the election of 1988, and it was very complicated negotiating it, and it only got done because at the end it was directly between President Reagan and just near the end of his term, and Prime Minister Mulroney, and there were lots of people in both countries who said, well, we'll repeal this deal, but it's been good for everybody, and nobody has agitated to undo it that I know of in either country. Even Pat Buchanan didn't have a problem with free trade with Canada. Now, once it broadened into the free trade with Mexico as well, obviously you get tangled up there in questions of people moving factories out of the U.S. inside the Mexican border and not paying business income tax in Mexico and paying a much lower wage, so their profit goes up, and they disemploy people in the U.S. That was the rap on John Deere, the farm equipment maker, a few weeks ago. But that's another matter. I mean, you don't get that here. Canada's prosperity differential is relatively modest with the U.S. and it isn't a cheap labor country. We have to pay unionized labor quite well here. And everybody I think wants free trade in the U.S. between Canada and the U.S. So that isn't an issue. But there is fear that Trump will drive such a hard bargain, he'll make it more difficult.
National security, you and Governor Christie were very clear-cut about a superpower benefits Canada, and I don't believe your interlocutor, the very capable moderator, challenged you. Did your opponents challenge you on national security under Mr. Trump? We have about a minute or so.
Yeah, no, they steered clear of that, and I did my best to sort of wave the red flag in front of the bull, you know, but they wouldn't touch it. They just stuck to, in Martha's case, concerns about Trump being so tough a free trader that it'll harm us. And in John Manley's case, he kind of flaked off and said, well, look, this guy is so impetuous and impulsive, you don't know what he's going to do. But neither of them took any issue with the fact that the world was a stabler place with less war or talk of war in it when Trump was there, and an active peace process in the Middle East. They essentially conceded that point, but said that it wasn't the major issue. The major issue was economic.
It appears in our final 30 seconds, Conrad, to be an evening that had plenty of light and revelations, and everybody shook hands at the end. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, it was very jovial. And we went on to dinner that went on until almost midnight. And, you know, these things, you end up with a lot of humorous, where people have known each other a long time, humorous stories from the past about things that they've done. And, I've had debates before where John Manley and I were on the same side. And, you get into a lot of funny reminiscences. It was very pleasant.
Conrad Black, writing at the National Post. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.